Alexis, is you've got to do everything to try to interact with these kids, right? You're texting them, I'm sure. You're probably using Discord and WhatsApp and everything, right?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like because I served as a classroom teacher and have worked with middle schoolers, elementary school, and high schoolers, I know that there's always multiple channels of communication that you have to take in order to get messaging across to them. Like, no matter how many times you'll send out reminders or pass on flyers, there's always something that accidentally gets missed, but it's just like the nature of the work. We can never be upset or anything because, you know, at the end of the day, it's just like kids being kids, really. Well, we were all there.
Absolutely. And life's pretty complicated right now. What I've tried to do, but it's hard, and I'll bet you might do this too. I'll use the I do this with adults too, use their preferred means of communication. So, you know, some kids like text, some actually like phone, some like email, some, you know, like different social media. But boy, you got to keep track of all that stuff. Well, Donovan is here, and I'm going to bring him on the radio. Hey, Donovan. Donovan,
hello.
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
Excellent. Tell me a little bit about thank you for joining us. I know you wanted to be here today. How old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 15. I go to Pittsburgh SciTech.
Excellent. We just had a SciTech student on named Micah Penix with us. He's a couple years older. He was just with us about 20 minutes ago. Can you tell me a bit about your experience in the mayor's office, what you did and how it went?
Okay. It was pretty good. I learned a lot about, we spent a lot of time researching different cities, and we looked into a lot of youth commissions and really like dove into that. And it was really it was a good learning experience. I learned a lot.
What did you discover? It sounds like you were doing what some people would call benchmarking, trying to figure out what do other cities do with youth. Is that a fair way to describe it?
We had looked at how different cities have their youth commission set up, how many students are in it, what's the age group, what do they exactly do, how much power do they have. You looked into a lot of that.
Interesting. And did you, I don't want to put you on the spot, but did anything surprise you, or did you see anything that you really would love to bring to Pittsburgh?
Nothing that I can remember off the top of my head.
I know it's been a while, and let me ask Alexis, who's here too, how did that research go?
I think overall the research went really well. The students had an opportunity to really understand what exactly a youth commission is, recognize issues that they care about, things that are impacting their communities, and how they can kind of use their voices to shed light on some of the different experiences that they've been going through. It was nice to really witness the group of students from the beginning to the end who came in with no understanding of what the role of a youth commission is, or even knowing what a youth commission actually can do for young people, to then have explored different cities to see what is possible, to really understand how the youth commission can serve as a true governing body for young voices. And that was something that they had a lot of time to unpack and do different, as Donovan mentioned, do different research about. The other thing that I wanted to add, in addition to the work that they got to do with around thinking about what a youth commission is, they got to explore the inner workings of the different city departments. And that was something that they got to go on different tours, take buses throughout the city to different city locations, because not everything is within the city county building. So I'm sure Donovan can probably tell you a bit more about his favorite excursion, but they went on a series of different ones. And it was just fun just allow them to go explore, but also really see there's so much more that the city does than what's happening inside of like the mayor's office.
Yeah. What's one, what are a couple you remember, Donovan, that struck you?
I guess the one I remember the most was, because it was my favorite, was the sign shop. So where they make all of the signs for the city, all the stop signs, street signs, all of the middle signs used here on the city are made there. I think it was really cool to like step behind, we'll go into the building and like see how like everything's made, and like it's crazy how like a couple people make all of the signs for the city.
I've always wondered where those signs come from, whether, you know, you order them on Amazon and they come in, or how they get made. So what did it look like there?
It was kind of like, I don't really know. It's like, I guess kind of, not really garage, but it was like, I guess, I wouldn't say industrial in a way, but there
like
was
a
there
warehouse.
Were like industrial machines. Yeah, yeah, it's a warehouse.
Did they have like piles of signs, or like ready made? And do they get signs that need to get repaired? I would imagine.
I'm pretty sure they just remake the signs once they're like, if they need redundancy, remake it.
Yeah, they're not going to reuse it, but they have to make a replacement, I guess. Have you thought about, are you going to stay involved with the program, Donovan, do you think?
Most likely. As long as I'm not, like, too busy with other stuff, then I definitely would.
Yeah, it's tough. SciTech.
I think Donovan's being a little humble. He literally asked me, could he volunteer at one of our city, like, in the streets, our annual, like, not annual, but, like, we started this initiative where we're really bringing local government to the streets of different neighborhoods. And he got to be an intricate part of our last city in the streets, 2 weeks ago almost, in Oakland, and it was just really nice to be able to have him present, helping the team out. Like, that's something that he got to also do during his time as an intern, but to still express like wanting to come back to participate was fun. And I'm sure he could tell you a bit about that, but it was nice to still see that engagement even after what, like 2 months or so of being completely done with the internship.
Have you thought about what you want to do after graduating? I think you're in 11th grade, right? So you've got some time. But any ideas what you might like to do?
Not exactly. I have a couple ideas floating around, but I'm not exactly like sure on what I want to do.
What's one of the ideas you've got?
Going in engineering. It's, I don't know. I just like creating stuff.
Well, excellent.
Would be a good path.
We just have another minute or two left, but I want to thank you and congratulate you for working to help change the dynamics of community engagement, right? You're being put in a position where you're thoughtful recommendations can really bring about some change for not just your peers, but for everybody in the city. So thank you for joining us. Alexis, anything you wanted to add while we still have Donovan here, or on your own behalf?
Yeah, there's always opportunities for youth in the city to get involved with various things that we're doing in the mayor's office. My work really is enrooted in making space for youth, but even to really think about how we can improve systems to make their experiences and their outcomes inherently better. So we do have our Youth Civic Leadership Academy, which there'll be room for young people to join our next cohort in the spring. Our current fall cohort is already at capacity, but recruitment for the spring will start soon. At some point, we will be looking for young voices who come and be a part of our youth commission, which Donovan did have an opportunity to like talk about the early benchmarking process that kind of like took place this summer. So those are some of the bigger things. And as always, I'm really excited to be in community where I have the opportunity to allow youth to just like share their concerns, to give them space to grow and to really become better young ladies, leaders, because they really are the next generation of change makers in our city. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And Donovan, thanks. I know it's a little weird by phone, but you sounded great. Thank you for being with us today. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Our pleasure. And Alexis Walker, thank you. We've got more that we'll do together in the months ahead.